Iowa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A U.S. Supreme Court opinion was posted on its website today, surprising many. It was first reported by Bloomberg News. And as CBS's Jan Crawford reports,
the draft opinion in one of the most closely watched cases of the term was briefly and inadvertently posted on the court's website, and Bloomberg News grabbed a copy. If it stands as the final decision in the case, it would mean emergency abortions in Idaho could resume, at least for the time being, if a woman's health is at serious risk.
Also today, in a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court rules a group of social media users, along with the states of Louisiana and Missouri, did not have the right to sue over the Biden administration's contact with social media platforms during the pandemic and the 2020 election season. In Tucson, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says migrant crossings are down 40% at the U.S.-Mexico border since President Biden's crackdown on asylum.
Across the entire southern border, Border Patrol encounters have dropped by over 40%. We are removing more non-citizens without a legal basis to stay here.
Portions of Minnesota are still dealing with floodwaters. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan has checked out some of the damage.
Don't forget about Mankato and about these communities, because the water will recede over, you know, the coming weeks. And we want to make sure that if you are ready to help, that you're ready to help in the coming days and weeks as well.
In Bolivia, an attempted coup.
Let's go!
It was short, and General Juan José Zuniga is now in custody. A newly sworn-in military leader ordered soldiers back to the barracks and armored vehicles pulled back. The BBC's Will Grant also reports.
We've seen Evo Morales, the elder statesman of the left in Bolivia, come out and condemn this. We've seen, obviously, neighboring and friendly states like Venezuela condemn it in the international community.
Big fireworks bust in Gardena, California, south of Los Angeles. Lieutenant Christopher Cuff.
The estimated street value of these fireworks is between $7 and $10 million, and three individuals were arrested as a result of the investigation.
Lieutenant Cuff says last weekend's seizure is the largest of its kind in recent California history. A wildfire in Oregon's high desert near the popular vacation destination of Bend is growing rapidly. Atlanta Hawks pick a French teenager in the first round of the NBA draft, as heard on ESPN.
With the first pick in the 2024 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Zachary Rizache from Lyon, France, and France's JL Boron-Bresse.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A youth counselor at the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison in northern Wisconsin is dead. Corey Pruhl was one of two employees allegedly attacked by a 16-year-old inmate Monday night. Problems at Lincoln Hills go back several years. A new youth prison in Milwaukee is in the works. The latest Marquette University Law School poll is out with how Wisconsin is leaning in the race for president.
You'll be shocked to know it's a close race. We have the presidential race at 50-50 this time with registered voters.
Poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a 2-point lead over Donald Trump with likely voters. Franklin says Republicans are more enthusiastic about voting for Trump than Democrats are for Biden. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get the win in extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 6-5 win over the Rangers. Milwaukee's now won 4 in a row. Bottom of the 10th. Willie Adames on third thanks to a wild pitch. Andrew Monasterio at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Line drive! A clean hit for Monasterio wins it 6-5-10. Came in for Ortiz in the 6th inning, and Monasterio with 2 gone comes up with the knock.
Joey Ortiz shaken after running into the tarp for a pop fly. The Brewers have tomorrow off, then host the Cubs Friday night. NBA draft underway tonight. The Bucks with a 23rd pick. GM John Horst trying to make a good Bucks team better.
Just being laser focused on that, drilling down in and figuring out what are the specific skill sets that will give us the returns we need in a tough playoff series. That the league keeps getting better. They're going to be better again next year. Boston's going to come back on fire, and they're going to be great.
That's the Bucks GM John Horst with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. Showers and storms Thursday night and Friday, highs again mid-70s. Nice weekend ahead with sunshine returning, little breezy Saturday, highs both days, low 70s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Maggie Dawn.
Week 4 of Joe Biden's top 100 continues. We're talking what makes America healthier. And I got an answer. It's called gun control.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cup, Hidney Cup gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events. And you, as you know, Chuzhunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, before we get our guest on, I got a question for you, Haley. What's the difference between a CEO and a president and
executive director?
Executive director.
You know, that's a great question. I think we should ask our amazing Ho-Chunk friend and sister that we have on right now and every Wednesday, Arvina Martin.
Welcome, Arvina. Ho-wa.
Hello. Hanach hini karagiwi.
Ho-wa. Hey, karagi.
Yes.
How are you doing? It's great to see you. And it seems like I haven't seen you forever, but you've been on the show and I just happen not to be here. So again, I just want to say a big peeny geegy. We are just a big peeny geegy to you for guest hosting in a good way. And I appreciate that.
Absolutely. I'm happy to do it. Me and Haley had some good conversations.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, you guys were doing so well. I was driving to the Yankees game and I was listening to it on YouTube, and I called in and you guys didn't even pick it up. It was just like, you guys were doing your thing. We don't need Robert. Oh, wow.
It helps when you have an amazing guest host such as Arvina.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, a lot going on, and I don't know where do you want to dive into, but I'm excited. I'm not a big poll person because I feel like a big group of people like Gen Zs aren't polled. They don't have landlines. And I think, like you and I have talked before, that, you know, polls and the mass media out there that's owned by billionaires and only by 8 companies own 95% of the airwaves, they want to keep things close. So they get clicks and things like that. But even our friends at Fox News are saying that Biden's ahead. And I like to hear that, even if it's from Fox.
I mean, I am not sure which outlet or place did the polling. So I'm not sure what agency, or I don't even know what word to use for them, but I'm not sure the group that did the poll that they're citing, but you know, it does give me a little bit of I take all the polls with a grain of salt. I mean, because of the reasons that you said, but you know, the closer we get, the more important those polls are, the more accurate I think they tend to be. You know, we're still really early in this presidential race, even though it seems like we've been doing this for years now. It's still really early, and there are a lot of people that are not quite yet paying attention. You know, there's politics nerds like me that's been paying attention the whole time, but I have heard about, you know, that there are a lot of people that have been tuning Trump out for so long that they haven't had to pay attention to him and haven't had to be reminded of, you know, all of his faults. And so that people have been saying, you know, as we get closer and as Trump is on, is covered more, and can you believe the idea of him being covered even more? Like, I feel like he's always he's always going and doing something. That more people will pay attention and likely be turned off by his rhetoric and his ideas and, you know, just his manner. His manners, even. Gee.
He has no manners. And it's interesting, too. There was three elections, or four elections, I think, that went nationally, and three of them that he anointed as people that he wanted in lost. And that's always good to hear. And that's a good indicator. And I like what you're saying, too, because I think you and I have talked about it, and you, Haley, might have talked about it, too, is that not everybody's junkies. People, when it comes to politics, like, I'm listening to shows, I'm reading the paper. People work, you know, go to school and have lives and aren't paying attention. And when they do, hopefully they'll be going, what in the... It's good. It's good over evil. You know, it's just like a real easy kind of pick.
Agreed. And I will also say that it appears that President Biden got a new endorsement today from Republican Adam Kinzinger. You know, it's not surprising that he, in a sense, that because he was on the January 6th committee and, you know, did take a stand, but you know, there are a lot of Republicans that are probably secretly supporting Biden, but don't have the guts or the wherewithal to say it. And because he is not running for re-election, he has the kind of the freedom, in a sense. He doesn't have to be beholden to anybody other than his own conscience. And I think that that's very telling that, you know, he's voting, as he said, for democracy.
Yeah. Yeah. And we got a debate coming up, Arvina. Ooh. And I don't know if you're a big debate partier. I know the mother station here over the years has had watch parties for these debates. And this one's an early, early debate. And I like the fact that they're turning off mics when they're not talked to and or asked questions, and that there's no audience in there. It's almost the old days of the Nixon-Kennedy debate there. All we need is a little black and white TV.
and one candidate wearing stage makeup and the other not.
And sweating profusely.
Yes. I am interested to see how this debate goes. I will be watching with some Dane County Democrats down at the Rigby in Madison. If you are nearby, come check it out at the Rigby. I think it's really... I don't know what to think about the fact that they basically have to go with like rules that you use for little kids, you know, like this is like, you know, it's like a debate, like a debate team, you know, that high school kids are doing and with no audience to feed off of, you know, it just says so much about, I mean, let's be real, one side of the equation and, you know, his tendency to go off the rails and to not abide by the rules set by the debate committee, you know, and it's absolutely wild to me that it's come to this. With everything that's happened, I still feel some sense of shock that this is where we are. And oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I know it's so blatant too, and that's what really, really shocks me is that they say listen to what they're saying because that's what they're going to do. And we haven't even really talked about the 2025 manifesto for the Republicans if they win. And that's a whole show worth that we should maybe get into before the election, because that's telling you what they're exactly going to do, Arvina.
They're saying the quiet part out loud. And yeah, for any of you listeners who have not heard of Project 2025, it is a legit website. I believe it is hosted by the Heritage Foundation. If I'm wrong, correct me. But, you know, that they're saying everything they want to do. I mean, that one of the first things I saw when I looked at that website was eliminating the U.S. Department of Education and eliminating Head Start. I mean, I think of all of our Native communities that have our youth that go through Head Start. I mean, talk about a non-controversial program. I mean, it's literally preschool.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, please. I know it's exasperating, and I appreciate you joining us in the Ho-Chunk show today and Exasperate Together. So, hey, we're here with Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin, and our friend from Wisconsin. For all you Wisconsin people, we have representation for you. We'll be right back after this short break.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hi, it's Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio. If you need new windows for your home or business, I highly recommend 952 Windows. They offer windows and doors with the longest warranties and Energy Star's number one most efficient ratings. I can personally vouch for them, having known the owner for decades. They did a fantastic job on our second floor addition 20 years ago, installing windows, roofing, siding, and even adding a master bedroom and bathroom. In my opinion, they're one of the most best-kept secrets in remodeling. As Onyx Bath and Rosebud Cabinet Dealers, 952 Windows guarantees top quality products. Until now, 952 Windows thrived on referrals and the loyalty of satisfied window light customers. They continue to support these customers by providing warranty parts for the 80,000 windows sold since 1994. For unbeatable deals and trusted service on windows, doors, roofing, siding, kitchens, bathrooms, and more, call 952 Windows or visit 952windows.com.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Dive into a world where tradition meets innovation, satire meets symbolism, and Native American art takes center stage. All My Relations Arts and the Native American Community Development Institute proudly unveil Alter Native by Frank Buffalo Hyde. Alter Native is an electrifying exhibition that uses satire to push boundaries and demand a closer look at the vibrant complexities of Native identity in today's world. So embrace the unexpected and challenge norms with Alter Native by Frank Buffalo Hyde, showing now at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis. Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native Concrete and Masonry. Check out their work at nativeconcretemasonry.com or give Chuck a call at 612-597-0421.
Hey, we're back here with Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin, and we're talking about, I guess, my biggest nightmare, but I I have to ask you something, or I have to state something and have a response from you. I thought it was great when Biden came out in front of when he did the State of the Union address. And of course, Republicans are saying that he's on drugs now, and that, you know, instead of Sleepy Joe, and now they're going the other way, saying that he's on drugs, and Trump wants him to do a drug test, and blah blah blah. And it's just like, I'll tell you, I take a little nap before the radio show, and I feel energized at 63 years old, and I can guarantee if I'm doing this, I'm going to need a nap, and I'll be energized when I'm 82, also.
Well, and this is, I mean, I feel like we're already getting to the point of the campaign where they're just throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks. Sleepy Joe didn't work, so now let's go hyperactive Joe. Like, I it's just, it's absurd, you know? And while Biden may be in his 80s, he is also very active. I mean, we see videos of him on his bike, and he's somebody that takes his fitness and his health seriously, and you can tell. And so, you know, to have someone who is in his 80s and it leads a healthy lifestyle, you know, it makes sense that he would be, you know, have energy. Like, right. It renders me speechless. Well, which is not great for a radio show, but
exactly. But it's amazing that I feel like there's a lot of dog whistles going on too, and especially when you talk about Biden's vice president. There's a lot of racism in that whole thing with the vice president, and is Joe Biden going to die? And then, you know, we got this BIPOC strong woman that's going to be president. Then what's going to happen to us?
I mean, there's racism and there's sexism all intertwined. Right. It's a lovely pot of intersectional hatred that our vice president faces. And you know, she's been facing this her entire career, you know, so she's not new to it, and she's tough, and she's very strong, and she you know, is absolutely capable. And you know, they're even though when they were both running their presidential campaigns during the primary, you know, they clashed, but there was a reason that President Biden selected her. And I think it's very clear why he selected her. She's someone who can, you know, talk to him and kind of maybe pull him into different areas policy-wise, because they don't agree on absolutely everything. She can hold him accountable, and she is absolutely capable of taking the reins, you know, should the unthinkable happen. And, you know, we lose the president, you know, she would be absolutely, you know, capable and ready to go as soon as it's time.
You know, I love history, and the last time a vice president took over for a president was Johnson, when Kennedy was assassinated. And other than the Vietnam War, which, don't get me wrong, was a huge thing and stopped him from running for a second term after he finished Kennedy's time. But all the social projects that came out of the Johnson administration that we have now. So don't ever underestimate a vice president, I guess is what I'm saying. And Biden was a vice president too. So yeah, there you go too.
Absolutely. He knows what the job takes, and knows the very specific nature of that particular job. I can't think of another position that has those specific challenges that a vice president does. I think that she is going to be really great on the campaign trail too, because, you know, as history has shown us, you know, the vice presidential candidate, the running mate, is often seen as the attack dog, and she is in command of the facts, mm-hmm. although these days it seems facts seem to matter less and less to certain people. But, you know, she has command of the issues. She knows what she's talking about. And, you know, she is not going to take any crap.
And it seems like the Democrats have the best vice presidents, too. I mean, I when I got done with my sentence, all of a sudden I thought of Dan Quayle. And I wanted,
yeah, I remember I was a kid then, and I remember being like, I know how to spell potato.
Exactly. Well, I really believe it's so important to have you on Native Roots Radio, because the closer we get to the election, the more we have to talk about it. And mm-hmm. people just jumping in, you know, and listening and checking it out when they're able to, you know, when we're on, we get quite a few, we get 40,000-50,000 views when you're on YouTube and Facebook. And yeah, not to mention all over civic media in the Twin Cities here. And it's important because, like I said, a lot of people aren't, it isn't in their jam. It's not in the forefront. They're not junkies like you and I were, you know, I'm listening to Stephanie Miller in the morning and reading the paper and, you know, going
having
to all these
TV
things.
News on all day while I do my political work.
Well, before I ask you a couple other questions and sure. and change it up a little bit, I want you to let people know out there in Wisconsin too, and especially Madison, where you guys are going to be for the, can you bring say that again, where you guys are going to be for
yeah.
the listing of the...
We will be downtown watching the debate at the Rigby, which is just off the Capitol Square.
Cool. I love Madison. And if I didn't live in the Twin Cities, I would be living in Madison.
It's
I really
a pretty
would.
Great place.
It is. Hey, so there's a couple other things I want to touch base with you before we go. Yeah. It's like I had a friend whose daughter was at the Olympic swim trials, and I saw that you were there too.
Yes, it was a bucket list item for me because I don't think that I will ever be able to afford to go to the Olympics. So going to U.S. Olympic trials, it was in Indianapolis, which is just, you know, maybe 4 or 5 hours away from Madison. So we could drive and the tickets were not that pricey. It was at the Indiana Colts Stadium. So they built three pools to go in to the football stadium, the Lucas Oil Stadium. And there was one of the nights that we were there, set the world record for most attendance at a swim event at over 22,000. It was amazing. I got to see a kid that I used to teach lessons to when he was just a little guy, and he got to swim in at trials. And I got to see the GOAT, Katie Ledecky, which was amazing. But I also got to meet a lot of Black and Brown folks that are getting involved into the sport of swimming. And I, you know, got to meet some of the first Black Olympians and in swimming and medalists. And it was mm-hmm. really cool to see. And I got to talk to some people that work with getting kids of color into the pool and making sure that they know how to swim, keeping them safe, but also setting them up for, you know, a lifetime of liking aquatics sports and, mm-hmm. and being healthy and learning how to, you know, move your body in particular ways for the sport of swimming. Mm-hmm. And it was really exciting to see that swimming is growing to be a lot more intersectional. And I can't wait till that we have our first Indigenous gold medal winner. I don't know what event it would be in, but I look at the North American Indigenous Games and hope that we get some of those kids that come out of that program and end mm-hmm. up, you know, on Team USA or Team Canada.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we got Billy Mills and Jim Thorpe, but few mm-hmm. and far between. So we have to hope and pray that that happens. What else is going on in your world? I know it's powwow season, and we always like to talk about respect. Everyone can come to a powwow, but respect our boundaries and don't touch our hair.
Don't touch our hair. Don't touch our regalia. You know, for any folks that are in Wisconsin or the Oneida Nation powwow is going to be.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show. CBS News Brief. The U.S. Supreme Court says a closely watched decision on emergency abortions in Idaho has not been released. It was inadvertently and briefly uploaded. Bloomberg News first reported it. CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
The court not getting to the merits, but saying, you know what, we don't belong here. Go back and sort this out in the lower court.
In Arizona, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says President Biden's executive order limiting asylum has been effective, with a more than 40% decline in illegal crossings.
We are removing more non-citizens without a legal basis to stay here, nearly doubling the rate at which we are removing non-citizens directly from Border Patrol custody.
The military withdraws from the Bolivia government palace after a coup attempt fails. General Juan Jose Zuniga is in custody and the attorney general has opened an investigation. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear Planned Parenthood's lawsuit that asks the court to declare that access to abortion is a right protected by the Wisconsin Constitution. WisPolitics reports anti-abortion groups will not be allowed to intervene, but they will be allowed to file a brief opposing the lawsuit. Oral arguments likely won't happen until this fall, at the earliest. The first presidential debate is Thursday night. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says President Biden wins by being steady.
President Biden, maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done.
Wisconsin Republican Chair Brian Schimming.
If that's where you set the benchmark, you got trouble.
Coverage on many civic media stations is at 7:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Charges could be filed soon against multiple individuals in relation to Matthew Perry's death last fall. A joint investigation by the LAPD, DEA, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service could result in criminal charges after Perry's death from the acute effects of ketamine. Perry was found unresponsive in a hot tub at his home last October 23rd. Authorities initially did not think foul play until an autopsy determined there were other contributing factors. Here's a Pete pick specifically for the motorcycle crowd. The Bike Riders is a well-done film that members of the motorcycle community will enjoy more than others. It's well-acted and written and looks good, if not a bit slow at times. The film stars Thomas Hardy, who does his best Marlon Brando, Austin Butler, and Jodie Comer, who gives an excellent performance. The film got positive reviews to the tune of 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Bike lovers and biker gang members will love The Bike Riders. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. Showers and storms Thursday night and Friday, highs again mid-70s. Nice weekend ahead with sunshine returning, little breezy Saturday, highs both days low 70s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Nightline with Pete Schwabe.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will talk all things sports with the Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan and a little weather update. It's Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. I love it.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis. Be sure to check out their Four Sisters Farmers Market every Thursday until October.
Hey, there's some other things going on, too. Native American Community Clinic. You know how I get those two mixed up all the time, Haley.
Me too. Yeah, Native American Community Clinic. It's on the same avenue, Franklin Avenue there. They will be having, this is on the fourth Thursday of every month from 10 to 11 a.m. NAC hosts a wellness breakfast for the community. It is a free, healthy breakfast and discussion on health and wellness. Everyone is welcome. This free breakfast takes place tomorrow at the Minneapolis American Indian Center, again from 10 to 11 a.m.
Well, we talk about a lot of things here in Native Roots Radio, politics, artists, writers. I don't think we've had any magicians on, but I'm sure there's some.
That'd Native be a good one to find.
Yeah.
Like a trickster or something.
Oh, there's a lot of tricks. Like there's a lot of tricksters out there. It's the magician we were wondering about. But yeah. But hey, we have a guest that I've known for a long time as a college student. And she's in the community, and you see her everywhere. And she's a great singer and musician, and her band's played in years past at the farmers market that we talk about. We got Jada Brown. Welcome, Jada.
Aneen, hi.
How's it going?
Thank you for having me on the show. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, we were Haley and I were quizzing each other before the show. It was like, mm-hmm. Have we ever had Jada on the show? And I said, I know that she's wanted to be on the show, and I've wanted to be on the show, but I don't think she's ever been on the show. So welcome. And this is your time to shine here on Native Roots Radio. And I know you got a lot of things going on musically, and maybe we can just talk a little bit about yourself and then what's dropping here soon.
Yeah, so my name is Jada Brown. I met Robert many years ago, and I remember you wanted me to come on the show and sing some tunes.
Yeah.
And it was a Ulathi song. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Oh, you're kind of...
Well,
your audio is a little spotty there, Jada.
Yeah, Jada, you're breaking up a little bit.
A little bit? Okay. Let's see.
Now you're not. That's weird.
Oh, okay, let me get... No, I'm not.
Now you sound good.
Okay.
So you were saying that I wanted
to sound good.
To sing,
okay, we're good to go.
Yeah, I wanted you to sing a certain song. Was that from like?
Yeah, it was Ulathi.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm from St. Michael, Minnesota, and then I grew up there. That's where most of my mom's side is from, and I moved to Minneapolis after high school, and I started going to Power Grounds and taking American Indian Studies classes in school because I'm from Ojibwe and I wasn't really connected to my culture growing up. Mm-hmm. I'm just being mixed and mm-hmm. maybe like that boarding school break. So I like going to the cities, moving to the cities really like connected me to a community again, to a Native community. And also singing around in the city, it's a big artist collective and there's a lot of like community building and great things going on. So that's what ended me up in the city. I always kind of felt isolating out there and words that I like couldn't explain when I was younger. But my family did move to the city like after like the relocation. And so then I just ended up coming back to the city. And it's been really great the past few years, just connecting with so many musicians and activists and leaders. And yeah, so.
Well, you have a great voice, and I know you do your own stuff too. But you had like a cover band at Powwow Grounds a couple of years ago, and that was awesome. Your voice was really rocking, and the group you were with, the people that you were jamming with, that was awesome.
Yeah, when I first started singing at Powwow Grounds, I met some members of Red Pony, Red Pony band. With it was Windy Downwind, and Ellsworth, And so some of those band members have passed on, but I love lots of older music from the 60s and 70s. So I really liked playing with them and learning their stories of being on the road as young Native musicians back in their day in like the 60s and 70s. You know, when the American Indian Movement was like really upfront and taking place. So it's just a lot of great stories and hearing their journeys in music, and it's still going strong today. I think with social media, just being able to connect from so many different tribes and in the Turtle Island, but even like across the world, like being able to come and share our stories and really gain, like Native musicians in the last few years have really gained a platform to bring their communities to visibility rather than what like mainstream media has always, you know, stereotyped or put an image on, you know, reservations and urban communities.
Yeah, good call there. So who are some of your heroes in the music world? Who do you like to listen to, and who do you like to, because I heard a really interesting comment about, what's that young girl that her and her brother played music? What's her name?
Billie Eilish?
Yeah, Billie Eilish was saying, you know, when she first started, she was, you know, kind of copying people until she found her own groove. And that really made a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I agree. I have influences. I don't think anything, like in the U.S. culture, colonial society, it's always like, you made it by yourself. It's independent. And going back to our trapper roots, it's very collective. We don't get anywhere without others around us, without our family and relatives and friends and mentors. And so I do have inspirations musically. I was a big Amy Winehouse fan. Who fell to addiction and overdose. And actually, as I'm talking about that right now, that's actually what my next EP that is coming out. I'm releasing the single tomorrow. Oh. It's called Speak, Sharing Personal Experience as Knowledge.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. And good. So as I'm talking about that and talking about Amy Winehouse, who was a big, I was a big fan of, this next EP is actually about the opioid epidemic and remembering and honoring and celebrating our relatives. Because I think often there is a stigmatization and like a lot of rage and grief over fentanyl overdoses. And, you know, some of our relatives fall victim because they know they're actively using it. And a lot of other relatives fall victim too because they were slipped it. And so it's like you're filled with a lot of rage because it's like, who do we hold accountable? And just with bigger politics, with pharmaceuticals, you know, being the ones who kind of got this opioid crisis kind of going and rolling throughout like the past 20 years. It's just, it affects so many communities and not only the Native community. And I don't think I know anyone who hasn't been affected by an overdose in their family.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting too, is what I like Minnesota here now, marijuana is legal. And because even fentanyl was being put in marijuana on the street. So, I mean, that's good that marijuana is legal, or I should say cannabis is legal in Minnesota, because then you know what you're getting and you can be safe. And it's the pharmaceutical company. It's been proven that has been destroying lives for 20 years just on fentanyl.
Yeah, and I think it's just another cycle that was put into our society, and that, you know, together we're gonna come out strong. And, you know, there's lots of organizations around the cities and all around the states that do Narcan training and bring awareness. And so I think we're doing like the most we can be doing, and but there's always more. And my first song is called Speak, and I wrote it, I have little notes, but it's kind of talking about the things that we go through in childhood. We all have different childhoods and have different experiences. And some of those experiences are more have more hardship than others as children. And so when kids speak up, but sometimes they're not listened to in this colonial society, like kids are gaslit or shamed. And so if you carry that through the years, then we kind of go the rest of our lives kind of holding that in. So the speak is really about, I have some lyrics that say, go on, daughter, and speak your heart and speak your mind, and you'll find that healing within when you start sharing your story.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
That's right on. Yeah, I agree. And I'm, you know, I'm an old person, Jada, and, you know, we were told pictures should be seen and not heard. Little children are pictures, and they should be seen and not heard. And another one, too, that kind of really messed with me, too, is clean your plate, and that, you know, when you're not, I still eat food, even if I'm full, and that those kind of things really stay with you your whole life. So I agree with you on just my personal experience with that.
Yeah, that's wild. I've never heard of that saying, children are like pictures being seen, not heard. That's scary. Yeah.
That's the 60s and 50s. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, when you especially, I don't want to get too deep here, but there was a lot of things going on in the church and all these things. And so when you hear stuff like that, people are afraid to speak their truth. And your song's talking about speaking truth.
Yeah, it is. And I had the chance to perform and speak at Edison High School recently for their American Indian Heritage Month. Mm-hmm. Day, and that was a really cool experience because it brought me back to that point in time and just seeing how the youth of today are able to learn their languages. Mm-hmm. And in school, starting out as babies, and like that's something that, you know, like my grandparents' generation could like never imagine. Imagine, but like they didn't have that experience. And so having language revitalization come back and having like youth sharing their stories on social media, it's a powerful tool. And I think, you know, it's more power, empowerment to them.
Well, I'm glad you brought up too, because I'm a Johnny come lately when it comes to my culture too. And it's never too late to learn and be a part of the culture. And so it's really cool to hear that, Jada, that you've experienced that too.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's just meant to be when we go back and find and connect to our culture, because our ancestors are still like within us and, mm-hmm. and down the line. And, you know, not everyone in my family connects as strongly. So, but it's those stories of like not being able to, it's really reversing the shame that was placed in, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Jada, can you hold on another segment here? We gotta pay the bills. We gotta take a break here. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're here with Jada Brown, musician and all around groovy person. We're glad to have you on. This is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Imagine over 7,000 voices from around the globe coming together in harmony in Minneapolis. This summer, Gala Choruses Festival 2024 comes to Minnesota. It's the world's largest LGBTQ+ singing event. From July 10th through 14th, Minneapolis will be transformed into a vibrant city of song. Join 122 choruses from places as far as China, Estonia, Finland, Ukraine, and Taiwan for 5 unforgettable days of wall-to-wall concerts, workshops, and social events at world-class venues like Orchestra Hall, the Minneapolis Convention Center, and Central Lutheran Church. And don't miss Gala's first-ever Trans Fusion Cabaret on Friday, July 12th. This show will uplift trans, non-binary, and intersex voices and feature Gala Festival singers performing alongside local singers. Feel the energy in person by purchasing tickets at galachoruses.org or stream every performance live and on demand at galachoruses.org. Celebrate love, diversity, and the power of music at Gala Choruses Festival 2024, where every voice matters, July 10th through 14th in downtown Minneapolis.
Hi, I'm Chuck Manette, owner of Native Concrete and Masonry. With concrete and masonry adding substantial value to your home, it's always a great idea to repair your sidewalks or just add a beautiful new patio. Cracks are heaving in your sidewalks due to tree roots can be dangerous. Native Concrete and Masonry has helped clients across the metro to make their outdoor space safer and helped increase the value to their homes. For patios, sidewalks, driveways, or garage slabs, go to nativeconcretemasonry.com.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh!
Ow.
Hey, we are here with Jada Brown. I always want to say Downtown Jada Brown.
Right? Me too.
But it's
that's kind of my name.
You.
It's from Downtown Julie Brown.
Right.
So I just, exactly. That name just got passed down.
Yeah, it's awesome. And there's two things I want to get to right away is where can we hear your music? And then also we have one of our regulars that watches online wants you to say what SPEAK stands for again.
Okay. I'm glad people are listening. Thank you for tuning in. And thanks, Native Roots Radio. So where you can listen to my music, I'm on all streaming platforms, YouTube, if you look up Jada Brown. I have an Instagram, Downtown Jada Brown, and that's where you can see all my links, my link bio. It's like today's website. So Facebook, like Jada Brown, this is the image you'll see. my next shows I'm playing, July, the beginning of July, we have a string of shows. I'm in a few different creative projects as an artist. That's pretty common. Mm-hmm. So July 9th, I'm playing with my band Willows with Frank Buffalo Hyde at the Cedar Culture Center.
Wow.
Yeah, and his work is featured in Power Grounds right now in the art gallery. I'm sure you've seen it. Really cool work, like pop culture, like Native pop culture work. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be exciting. That's on the Outdoor Plaza at the Cedar Culture Center on July 9th. At 6 p.m. And then July 11th, my cover band, and we do a little bit of originals. Mm-hmm. We're going to be playing at the NACD open house at Power Grounds between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. And it's Four Sisters Farmers Market that day too. So you got to come out to that if you're around.
Definitely will be there. And again, one of our great listeners, Santino, wants to know what SPEAK stands for again.
Yeah, so I wrote this song is a single off of the EP. It's a powerful song. I have my late boyfriend's recording in it of his words, and he really was talking about this childhood trauma and speaking and lifting our people up. And so I didn't know what to name the song. I was like, I don't know what to do. And then I heard SPEAK. One of the lyrics was SPEAK. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, there has to be an acronym to that. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, let me see if there's any acronyms online. And one I saw was sharing personal experience as knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important because our stories are valid, our histories, and you don't, in like the colonial world, like we have these titles, whether like academic or career titles, and that, you know, give you more leverage, but the knowledge you have is right within you. And mm-hmm. So I want people to feel empowered by their own stories.
Yeah, it's important. And it makes you who you are, your stories, and to tell them sometimes is really healing, whether it's through song or just talking to somebody.
Yeah, so I think I really think that acronym went well. Sharing personal experiences, knowledge to kick it off.
Right on. And that we can find on all the platforms, or is that on a specific one when it drops tomorrow?
That drops tomorrow, but it'll be out on everything. So if you're tuned into my socials, you'll see it.
Right on. And again, Santino. Isn't that awesome? We got people being able to talk to us live here in the radio show.
Yes, thank you for tuning in. I hope it speaks to you too.
Right on. So what's the future? What's the goals? Is it just to keep creating and being around creative people and fill your soul in that way? Is that one of your main goals? And is that who you are, Jada?
I think that I'm always connected to music. It's a gift of mine, and hearing from mentors and elders about sharing your gifts. Like, when you have a gift, and we all have a gift, is to share that with our relatives, because it's medicine. And so I'm always going to be doing music in some capacity. I expect to perform until I'm old.
my age or older.
Yeah.
My age or older.
Yeah. Yep. Until I can't perform anymore. That's when I'm going. I'm actually seeing Smokey Robinson. He's one of my idols too. I'm going to New York this weekend to visit a friend and see Smokey Robinson. And I actually have a show lined up too. My first show out of state.
Nice.
And in Manhattan. So with my friend Largemouth, who's a hip hop artist from out there.
Well, surprisingly, you know, we live out in New York a part of the time, too. And surprisingly, there is a lot of natives that are in the city doing things. And that's good on you. And just got to throw this out there. Smokey was originally from Minneapolis.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that, yeah. I read, right?
No, I didn't.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. And, you know, just look it up on Wikipedia, because you don't have to take my word for it, you two. Well, what else you got, Jada, before we let you go? Again, we can hear Jada Brown's music. Just check it out, YouTube, your Instagram, Downtown Jada Brown, and also look for you on SoundCloud and all those other places, correct?
Yes, and Facebook. I have an artist page, Jada Brown. I just wanted to say miigwech and thank you to everyone who's supported me over the years for having me on the show. I wouldn't be where I'm at today with everyone's support and belief. And so it just means the world to me, and it will help me further my music career that I'm in endeavoring on. So,
well, we got to have you. I appreciate that. And we got to have you back on and play some of your music for people too. So that'll be important for us after you drop this. Now that we've given them the curiosity approach, we want to play the music for them, and we'll get you on in a couple weeks again.
Yes, I love it.
Right on. Hey, thanks a lot, Jada Brown. Really appreciate you coming on, and we got to do this more often, and you have a great spirit, and you have a great voice too. So thanks again for coming on.
Thank you, Robert and Haley. And all the listeners.
Oh, and she said, go ahead, say all the listeners.
And said, hi, all the listeners. Keep tuning in to Native Roots Radio.
Oh, right on. We better grab that for one of our promos. Thanks, Jada.
Definitely. Thank you, Jada. Pina Gigi.
Right. Have a great day. Great night. Thanks again. Wow, Haley, great voice. Great community member, and Jada Brown rocks, and I can't wait to hear this. It's dropping tomorrow.
Yeah, and a great message too. I love the acronym for that, and really just great message. Every time I see Jada in community, no matter where it is, whether she's performing or we're at Powwow Grounds, she's just got such an amazing spirit. And I mean, really, everyone should come out for that open house at NACD, where Jada Brown will be performing. It'll also be a Four Sisters Farmers Market Day, so that'll be fun. I believe, when is that, July 11th? I think that's what they...
Yeah, I think so. But we got... And Katie asked how we can hear her. Again, she has... Jada Brown has a... she's all over social media, so you can just Google her. Or I know she has some of the stuff too. If you have Instagram, Downtown Jada Brown. And so it's great that people are asking how to listen to her, but we're going to have her back on, and we're going to play some of the snippets.
93.5 The Tap. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm and Superior, Wisconsin 4th of July Parade Coordinator Carolyn Nelson Cavias. It's going to be a great show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media.